Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Hey everybody, welcome to today's episode. And if you're listening to this, it's because I had a little baby and I kept it quiet and off of social media the entire time. And I just want to share with you guys why. I want to share with you guys how the pregnancy has been and just fill you in on all of the things, because I'm sure you guys are going to have questions. So I had a baby and I've been pregnant for a long time. All right. I'm 38 weeks today and I just spent the entire day deep cleaning everything, nesting. All right. Like, it's taken over and I did everything. I did the windows. I did the ledges. I scrubbed with a toothbrush. I used a whole bottle of peroxide because we don't use chemical or harsh chemical cleaners. Anyway, everything's clean. That has kicked in. However, I've never had a baby before 41 weeks. All of my kids are very consistent. They've all been 41 weeks. So I'm expecting to have another 3 weeks, but I guess we'll see. Fourth one is different. But I wanted to tell you guys, first of all, why I decided to keep this quiet and how much I have loved it. So we found out we were pregnant right before we moved to California. So at first, I just wasn't telling anybody because we were so focused on the move. I just didn't want to deal with all of that. All of the questions about moving and trying to support, you know, the Motherhood Simplified group in decluttering and continuing building momentum in my business. I just didn't want to announce it yet. And it was early on, so, you know, it was no big deal. Then we got to California, we got settled, and I decided that I was really enjoying it being quiet. I was really enjoying it being just my family who knew and a couple close friends. And this is my fourth baby, so I know what people are going to ask. I know that sharing a pregnancy on social media, especially because my platform with Motherhood Simplified has been growing so much, is opening a can of worms to have a whole bunch of questions. And it's not that I don't want people asking me questions or caring about me or being curious or wanting updates, but for me, as an introvert, sharing those things with people constantly is really, really draining. And I was just enjoying not having those questions. Okay, if you've had a baby, so if you've had more than one baby, you know what I mean. People are like, how are you feeling? How far along are you? Are you going to find out if it's a boy or a girl? Are you going to, you know, where are you going to give birth? How are you going to give birth? All the questions. I mean, we know how it is, and the further along you get, wow, it looks like you're having twins. I bet you're so uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, like, are you going to be induced? Oh my gosh, you're still pregnant. Are you still pregnant? And you guys know, okay, you know. And I just was enjoying the solitude of it and wanted to keep that. And one of the things that decluttering has taught me is to protect and preserve my energy, making sure that I spend my time and my energy on the things that matter most to me, the things that fill me up, the things that don't drain me. And that includes things that I share about my personal life and who I share them with. So I hope you guys are not offended by that. I hope that you understand. I just really have loved the quiet of it and it being, you know, all of the fun and exciting updates, just being my husband and I and my kids and my family. And it's been really special to me, to be honest, because this will be our last baby. And the more babies that I have, the more I realize how special having a baby is and how quickly they grow into big kids. And it's just, I've been able to focus 100% on being pregnant with my family and making sure that it's just us. And all of those special parts are just kind of preserved there with us instead of being just another task that I need to do, just another update that I have to give to people. And it's been so good. It's been so good for me. And especially because I have big plans and visions for Motherhood Simplify. I spent the last 9 months, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but I have been a content creating machine, showing up for you guys every single day, creating podcasts and getting to know you and supporting you and running challenges for you and running group coaching sessions for you and making sure that I have created a space for you and resources for you that serve you so that once this baby is here, you all have momentum. You all have what you need. And all I have to do is kind of less actively nurture you while I more actively nurture my baby and take care of myself postpartum. So that was on purpose too. I wanted to keep the focus on you guys. I wanted to keep creating for you without the distractions of pregnancy. And it's been a success. I've done everything that I wanted to do during this pregnancy. Tomorrow we start the last round of 7 days to an uncluttered home. I hope that I don't go into labor during this week so that I can just make it to the live coaching call with you guys on Monday. I'll make it. Don't worry, guys. I never go early. I'm always 41 weeks. But I've been able to focus on all of that and create all of that. I have a postpartum plan for myself, which, speaking of, I'm really, really excited to kind of shift gears and be able to not just tell you guys how different my postpartum experiences were after decluttering, but show it to you. Okay, I'm about to have 4 kids full time, 5 when my stepson is here, and I'm not even worried. My house is taken care of. I've done this before. I have a really good contrasting experience of what it's like to be in those first days and weeks and months postpartum and it's super cluttered and overwhelming home. And then I have the experience with my toddler, Kaylee, where we were clutter-free and everything was simple and easy. And I'm so excited to do that again and not just tell you guys about it, but actually show you guys. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so fun. I am still going to be showing up for you guys. It's just going to look a little bit different. And I'm super excited. I'm getting to that stage where I'm like, okay, she can come anytime. And the other thing that I wanted to tell you guys too, just because I'm sure you guys are going to ask it, or maybe you won't directly ask, but maybe you're wondering, but like I said, this is my 4th baby. I know what I'm doing. I know how I want to do this. I know what I don't want to do. And when it comes to sharing your pregnancy online, no matter who you are, you're going to get unsolicited advice and unsolicited opinions. And I just didn't want that this time. I did it with all my other kids. I listened to everybody's stories. I listened to everybody's opinions. And it gets into your head in some sort of way, whether you feel silently judged for your decisions or the decisions that you don't make, or because maybe things don't go as planned, or because you feel like people don't approve of what you want to do in your pregnancy and your labor and your delivery. And this pregnancy with having three other kids and running a business, I just didn't have it in me to open myself up to everyone's opinions and questions and feeling the need to tell me about how everything that they did was good or wrong for them. And it clouds your judgment. So I think my biggest lesson this pregnancy has just been learning how to create boundaries for myself and really mastering my energy and what I let in and how it affects me, and being proactive in creating the experience that I really want. So maybe after I have her, I will share her birth story, but I also might not, guys. So I appreciate you guys being respectful of that. But like I said, like, it's been really awesome just having this be my husband and I. It's been really comforting. It's been really healing. And my birth might be the same way. It might end up just being something that I want to keep just our little family forever. I might not. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But those are my thoughts on my simplified pregnancy and what will soon be my simplified birth. Basically, guys, I just wanted my own simplified mental and emotional space for this. And I'm really excited to share with you guys when she's here. I have no idea how I'm going to announce it to you guys. No idea at all. But I hope that you guys are excited by it. I hope that you guys are surprised. I hope that you guys are not upset with me for not telling you, because really, guys, it wasn't that I wanted to hide it. It was just that I really craved this pregnancy some quiet, and I just wanted it simple. I just wanted it simple and to the point. And if you guys have any questions about like what you need for postpartum, what you need for after a baby, super simple, don't worry, I'm gonna give that to you. I already have it all ready to go. What you need, what you don't need, my favorite brands, my favorite products, so that you're not wasting a bunch of money. And I will prove to you that you can have a baby without a billion clothes and all that good stuff. So my kids are coming in from the sprinkler. It's time for me to hang up, but she's here, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Hey, friend, did you love this episode? If you did, I would love if you took a screenshot of it and shared it with somebody else. Okay, the whole point of this is to create a community of moms who get each other, who support each other, and who, when they find something that helps them, they share it with somebody. So I would love if you shared this podcast with somebody, with maybe just a little note about how it helped you or how it inspired you, so that it can help somebody else. I would also love it if you left me a review. Leaving a review lets me get better stats on the internet and blah, blah, blah. Basically, it helps me help more moms like you. I would so appreciate it. If you hated this episode, I'm sorry, but I'm also kind of impressed that you listened to it all and you're still listening. So still leave me a review, still share it, because I'm sure somebody can benefit from it. I'll see you guys on the next episode.